Exit poll: most New Yorkers say stopping illegal immigration is top priority, not amnesty for illegal aliens. By John Binder on November 14, 2022. A majority of New Yorkers want a new Congress to prioritize stopping illegal immigration and deporting the millions of illegal aliens residing in the United States, an exit poll shared with Breitbart News reveals. The exit poll, conducted by Zogby Analytics for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, shows the extent to which New Yorkers back a fierce national agenda to stop illegal immigration to the U.S. amid waves of illegal immigration to New York City. In particular, nearly 58% of New Yorkers said they believe a new Congress should prioritize stopping illegal immigration by securing the United States-Mexico border and deporting illegal aliens already in the United States, including 58% of non-college-educated voters, 62% of white voters, and 52% of Hispanic voters. Less than 11% of New Yorkers said the highest priority of Congress ought to be giving amnesty to illegal aliens, while just 25% said increasing legal immigration should be the top priority. FAIR's R.J. Hallman told Breitbart News that the exit polling data puts to bed a talking point perpetuated by the Republican establishment that in order for the GOP to gain support among voters in blue states and swing states, they must embrace amnesty and increases to legal immigration levels. Last week, for example, Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, suggested that the Republican Party back increases to the nation's already historically high legal immigration levels that reward over a million foreign nationals with green cards annually and another million with temporary work visas to take American jobs. Decades-long legal immigration levels, coupled with President Joe Biden's record-setting illegal immigration levels, have driven the nation's foreign-born population to an unprecedented 47 million. We don't talk often enough about how wrong the 2012 GOP autopsy in response to Romney's loss was. Amnesty every illegal alien or we're doomed, Hallman told Breitbart News. President Trump successfully killed it with his win in 2016. But here they go again, intentionally misreading an election in order to get everyone back on the amnesty train. Our poll clearly shows that even voters in a blue state want secure borders and no amnesty next Congress, Hallman said. If Republicans go the opposite route, not only will they alienate and betray their base, they can kiss gains in certain states goodbye. The exit poll also found that a slim majority of New Yorkers, nearly 52%, blame Biden's policies for more than 5.5 million border crossers and illegal aliens having arrived at the southern border over the last 2 years, including 54% of non-college-educated voters, 58% of white voters, and 52% of Hispanic voters. Less than 14% of New Yorkers said Biden's policies have discouraged illegal immigration and 25% said his policies have not made any significant impact. Likewise, 58% of New Yorkers said they support the completion of a border wall along the United States-Mexico border, including more than 65% of Hispanic voters. Hallman said the path forward for House and Senate Republicans is an immigration agenda aligned with not only their base but also the majority of midterm election voters. While House control will be narrow, Republicans will still be able to build results on immigration. Start by opposing amnesty in the lame duck, then pass a strong bill out the gate, perform aggressive oversight, and don't give a dime to the Department of Homeland Security without strings attached, Hallman said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.